Welcome to this week's episode of Auburn Unleashed, this first week of May 2013. I'm your host, Adam Clayton, joined here today by Jim Patton. Jim, how are you?
How are you, Adam? How are you after your big run for the St. Jude?
Well, Jim, you're right. This last week I did my second. It's 391 miles run for St. Jude. It's a relay run that I probably ended up running somewhere around 60 miles of it, but we ran all the way from Memphis, the Children's Hospital there, all the way down to Mobile, Alabama with the St. Jude on the Bay runners, and raised some good money for St. Jude, the children there, Pediatric Cancer Institute.
You better be careful doing all that running. My son runs track for Mortimer Jordan, and he trains all the time. He's gone from a stress fracture in his foot to now he's got one in his hip.
Well, he's got to watch out for that. I had two stress fractures in my knees about 2 years ago, and it was not fun times. But Dr. Lee Mack over there, he got me fixed up and back running. We had a great tour of the hospital, got to meet some of the researchers there and really see what they were doing, and proud to be a part of that team.
Wasn't that sad what happened in the Boston Marathon? Were all the runners talking about that, I guess?
Very sad, yeah. And we had several prayer meetings while we were running for those individuals. Very, very sad. You know, one of the worst things about it is they timed it to where the most number of people would be coming in. And I was looking at the time that it went off and, you know, kind of hit home, because that's exactly when I probably would have been coming in had I been running it.
Now, Adam, you'd have been with the leaders.
Not quite.
Well, what's been happening around Auburn these days? Anything you know of?
Well, we had the equestrian team win the national championship here lately. Unfortunately, the Toomer's oak trees have come down now, but I've been looking at some of the plans. I think Andy Saucer, when he was on, was talking to us about some of the new plans for the Toomer's Corner Park, but unfortunately the old trees are down now. But it looks like we had a little football game the other weekend.
Yeah, well, back to the equestrian though, which is a really big thing, I believe. But you were actually a dive instructor for the equestrian coach.
We were Adventure Sports there in Auburn, Alabama. We taught the coach how to dive. We're going to see if we can't get him on. I'm going to have to pull some strings on that, but we'll see what we can do.
Well, I'd like to interview one of the horses, too.
Do you think the horses get scholarships?
I don't know. We'll have to ask you.
Well, Jim, I think the last show we talked about having someone maybe go down to the 8A game and give us a recap on what they thought the team looked like so far. Do you have anybody for us?
I've got a car full of guests. Why don't you take that number I gave you, and let's surprise some folks and see what they're up to.
Well, who all do you have, and why are they in a car together?
Well, that's a sad situation. A player who played when I was there named Jimmy Sermons, his wife passed away, and I was going to get Randy Walls to be our guest today, the quarterback of the Maizens, who, by the way, Randy sort of was, they called him the ugly duckling quarterback. He's one of the best natural athletes I've ever met, particularly for somebody who wasn't strong or fast. He was pretty big, but he was a great golfer, football player, basketball player, baseball player, tennis. Anyway, these fellas, he and Rusty Dean, who's been on our show, and I believe Rusty's wife is with him, and Rusty Fuller, who was a fullback at Auburn and started and had a really good career, and Kenny Burks, who was a running back at Auburn, who also played some semi-pro ball with me and played on a semi-pro team I was the general manager of. And his son played at UAB, but Kenny was a good running back at Auburn. And they're all in a car coming back from the funeral of Jimmy Sermon's wife, who passed away. And Jimmy Sermon's played with us there. And they're in the car, and they're on their way back. Let's give them a call, and because I think almost all of them went to A Day, and let's get what their impressions were.
All right, well, here we go. Should we give them any warning?
Nah, let's don't give them any warning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Randy Walls.
This is Jim Patton and Adam Clayton from Auburn Unleashed. How you doing, Randy Walls?
I'm doing, Jim Patton. Good to talk to you again, buddy.
Hey, who all you got in the car with you? A bunch of renegades, don't you?
Well, We're just walking out of Ruby Tuesday's. We stopped and got a little bite to eat, but we're all finished now. I'm out in the parking lot waiting for them to get through eating, but they're almost finished.
Well, good. We'll just talk to you for a minute. Randy, I've already given you an introduction of you were a super quarterback there on the Amazons, and I mentioned to people you might be one of the best all-around athletes I've ever been around for somebody who wasn't very fast and wasn't very strong.
I don't know about that, man.
Well, you were a great baseball player, basketball player, golfer, tennis. You could do it all, and a super athlete, and had a great career at Auburn, particularly that one just sweet year. But did you get a chance to go to A-Day?
I did. I certainly did.
What did you see from our fellows?
I saw 84,000 people, which I've never seen at an A-Day game before. And I heard that a lot of people left because they told them they weren't going to open the upper decks. But they didn't open the upper decks till about probably three-quarters of the way through the first quarters when they decided they were going to have to open them. And by the middle of the second quarter, they're almost full. And I've never seen that for an A-Day game, which I think we needed. I think the players and the coaches needed to see that just because we had a year like we had last year, that that year is gone and passed now. It's a new day, and I think that did a lot for them. Well, I heard Coach Miles on sale on TV that really impressed the players and the coaches to show that kind of support. But I knew all the people were going to show up and support them. I just didn't know it was going to be 84,000 of them.
That's really unbelievable. Of course, that I think helps recruiting too, just for everybody to know they got everybody behind them, even in a spring game. And you know, I think that's great. Who looked good for us out there? Anybody stand out?
I thought the receivers played good. I thought our linebackers, Casanova McKenzie, I thought played good. I got to confess, I took my 5-week-old first grandbaby to the game, and so we left right after halftime, but I stayed the first half, we didn't punt the ball. We didn't do any kickoffs or anything like that. I guess they don't want to get anybody hurt. But, you know, we can win 10 games next year, just as easy as we lost, as many as we lost last year. I think Coach Malzahn has turned a lot of attitudes around and changed the culture a little bit. But, you know, we went through a bad year at Auburn when I was there. We went 6-5 my junior year. And it can turn around just as quick as you lose it. And I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't win 10 games next year. I'm not saying we are, but I think that it can happen with just some attitudes being changed and some work ethic, of course. But I think Coach Malzahn is going to bring that back to us. And if you look at our schedule, we should win 6 of them just by being there. But I think I'm getting in the truck now. All right, I made it.
You got a few old injuries and bumps and bruises on you, don't you?
Stove up. I'm stove up for what I am.
Well, I know you had some.
Yeah, 9 surgeries.
Yeah, I know you. I know you've had some, and you actually were one of the few people that taught me on the number of surgeries. Well, who all's with you? I know they aren't back from eating yet. Who all's with you in this?
Well, me and Rusty and Sal are in the truck now.
Rusty Dean, I can't talk to him because he's already been our guest before, and we don't do repeat guests. But let me talk to Sally a minute.
All right, here comes Sally. Hello,
Nate.
She's getting shy, Jim.
Tell her now. She's running with the boys like she's always done. She's got to be one of the boys. Put her on here.
Jim said, "You're running with the boys like you always run, so you got to talk to the boys." She's shaking her head. I don't know what's wrong with her.
Tell her I want to. All right, I know I can get her on. I want to talk about her daughter, the artist.
Okay, she wants to talk about Hillary, Sally. She's on the phone.
Hey, Sally, I hit you.
Here comes Ford and Kenny Burke. She'll be here in a minute.
All right.
But, so
she's not.
You been doing?
Put Rusty on. Put Rusty on.
Here's Rusty. What's happening, man?
Hey, you're our first repeat guest on Auburn Unleashed. But I really wanted to talk to Sally.
Actually, the first repeat guest was Jim Patton. I just couldn't get rid of him. He kept coming back.
I hear you. So what are you doing?
We're putting together a show here and wanted to hear about A-Day. And I know you didn't even go to A-Day from what I hear. And you'd probably talk more about it than they did. So, but tell me, is your daughter like an artist? Did I see something where she does some artwork?
Yeah, she painted Sewell Hall. She did that painting that we're offering for scholarship.
Yeah.
Raising money for scholarship.
How would people go about, if they wanted to buy that painting of Sewell Hall, how would they go about doing that?
Well, I got a special offer for you, but anybody else can contact the Letterman Club at 844-475-0.
And who are the renegades that you got with you there?
The slashing Rusty Fuller and the bruising Kenny Burks.
All right. Is any of them in the truck yet?
No.
Well, I want to.
And they're waiting on that 10-cent change that they're getting back out of their check.
I understand. Well, what did you hear about A-Day? Or did you get to go?
Actually, I did go. And I sat with an old football coach, and his perspective on it was pretty neat. He said he liked the way the defense was swarming. He said that offensively, you know, they ran about four or five different plays, and the rest of the stuff is just, you know, they're not going to show anything. And that style offense just creates a soft defense if you're not careful, and he's just a little concerned about the defense not being physical when they get into the SEC schedule. And so he says that they got to have a strong scout team to toughen the defense up.
I watched a little bit of it and saw a running back of course, we got our great running back coming back, but looked like
what is the running back? Artist Payne?
Yeah.
Cameron Artist Payne.
He had a heck of a day.
He sure did. He looked
good hard runner. Yeah.
And yeah, just his style just looked like he's going to have a lot of heck of days. It didn't look like just a one time flash in the pan to me. Y'all.
No, he's got talent to go all the way. He's got speed and strength. He likes to run in the middle, so he can bust one for you.
Well, I heard y'all had been down to Jimmy Sermon's wife's funeral. Where did that take place?
It was in St. John's, Florida, right below Jacksonville, and Jimmy had lived down there for many years before he moved to Birmingham. He stayed there a couple of 3 years, and then with his company, and then they moved him back to to Jacksonville, and he had just been down there now for maybe a year, and then she passed away in her sleep.
Well, that's sad, but it kind of showed something about the Auburn family for y'all to load up and go down there. And Jimmy was a good football player and a heck of a nice guy. I know that. And I hate to hear that. Hang on just a minute for me, Rusty.
Okay.
Hey, guys. We took a little break while some of the boys were getting back to the car. And now, Rusty, you're going to have to talk Sally into talk Ms. Dean into talking to us.
okay. That's going to be a hard talk.
Is introduce Rusty Fuller. What a heck of a football player he was. Introduce him for us, and let me run at him a little bit.
This is one of the stellar tailbacks and fullbacks of the 70s, Mr. Rusty Fuller, the tailback, and Mr. Ken Burks, the fullback. And the slashing style runner that he is, Mr. Fuller also has a slashing style tongue, and I'll let him talk to you.
Hey, Rusty, how you doing, man?
Hold on. Hello.
Hey, Rusty, how you doing?
Hey, Jim, how are you, buddy?
This is Rusty Fuller, not Rusty Dean.
That's right.
Were you able to see any of the 8A game?
Do what now?
Did you see any of the 8A game on?
I did not. I had to attend a wedding. So I can tell you what the bride wore.
What did the bride wear? How were the bridesmaids?
A white dress.
Huh?
Yeah. A white dress. So.
We're not going to go anywhere with this, Jim.
Rusty, tell us something,
yes,
man. Tell us something about Auburn. Tell us something good. You're the only man I ever know that have worse hamstrings than me.
Well, you know, I had a good time when I was there. I will not tell you what I did, but it was I learned something and had a enjoyable time doing it. So that's probably the politest thing I could say. So.
Well, you were mean to us freshmen. I remember that.
No, we just had to take you freshmen sometimes and show you the ropes. So,
what are you doing these days, Rusty?
I'm selling corrugated boxes, Jim.
Well,
or cardboard to the layman here. So,
okay, corrugated boxes.
That's right.
All right. Well,
shipping containers. So.
Are you? Have you seen my buddy Phil Gargis lately?
Been probably a couple weeks, but he's still balding nicely. So
I'm sure he'll be glad to know that you noticed that.
Well, we try to stay on top of everything, Jim. So.
Well, all right, buddy. I appreciate you getting on with us and putting me on with old Kenny Burks.
Okay, here he comes. See you.
All right.
I didn't go either. Hello?
Hello, Kenny Burks. How you doing?
Fine, Jeff. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get somebody to say something about A-Day, and y'all aren't helping me out very much here.
Wasn't there. I can't help you.
Well, they actually had a running back that ran just the way you did, that was getting, saying was the highlight of the show.
Well, it's about time, isn't it? I mean, I've been called for 30 years, 35 years, whatever.
Well, I know we spent a little time together playing football after all.
That's right.
I don't guess you want to tell any of those stories.
Well, I've already told one. You remember about them abandoning us on the bus on the overpass?
In Jacksonville, Florida, what?
Right. That's right. That's where we went right over the causeway there, right where they got out and left.
Yeah, we had a playoff game against Jacksonville, and it was a pro game. I forget what Jacksonville's full name was, but the bus driver just left and walked out. It took us hours to get to the hotel. And then we lost the game in the last seconds.
You're right. We did. But we came back, beat them in the World Bowl, remember?
Yeah.
Beat them 7-3. But remember, the bus driver got out of the bus and walked and stood in front of the bus. And we're all standing there saying, what are you doing? And a car came by and picked him up. You remember?
Yeah.
Except us.
Yeah, these people in the NFL and everything don't know what to do in real competition to win.
I was telling that story to Randy Walser, and he said, did they do it on purpose? I said, well, yeah, this was real Bush League.
Well, and I know this is an Auburn show, but a lot of people who listen will probably because we're so old, know your son better than they do us. Remind them who your son was and what he did, because he had an incredible career at UAB.
Yeah, Dan Burks played at Vestavian, went on UAB, and was fortunate enough to sign with the Bengals for 1 year before he got hurt. So his goal was to get there, and he did. So I guess he'll always have that.
Well, I guess Dan's probably got some records at UAB because it seemed like to me he played there for 6 or 7 years.
Well, he was fortunate enough to start as a freshman, so yeah, he did. He's got their rushing record for Division One. Well, after they turned Division One, he's got the rushing record.
Well, that's good. Well, I appreciate all y'all guys, but I really want to talk to Ms. Dean, who went and saw the live oak trees. So y'all got to get her on here now. So,
all right.
Depending
well,
on
y'all. She's right here. she says she's on the phone.
So she ain't going to help us out, huh?
He wants to know about Toomer's Corner. Oh, she wasn't there.
Well, Rusty said she was there. I got it. She told. Well, I want to know where she was when she told Rusty that's where she was going.
All right, the attorney is coming out in Patton. He says, since Rusty thought you were there, he wants to know where you really were. She was at home watching it online.
Well, I wanted to, mention how things never change, because how many times were we all in the car going to somewhere and the only woman in the car was Ms. Dean?
That's right. Well, that's the case now.
Yeah, that's right.
She's driving us broke down old men around.
All right.
Chauffeuring us to make sure we get where we need to go.
We got four guys in the car. This has probably been our worst show so far.
I'm not even sure what we're going to call this show, Jim.
since it's been our worst show so far.
This is going to be the A-Day kind of show.
Y'all got to help me out here. And I want y'all all, and you don't have to sing the whole thing, but sing a little War Eagle for us for about a minute as we sign off.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
I want y'all to sing War Eagle for us while we're waiting.
Let me pass that on.
Yeah.
And see what kind of response you get. He wants us to sing War Eagle for him. I'm getting some very... Rusty Dean said we forgot the lyrics, and Rusty Fuller said, once a freshman, always a freshman.
Okay. Well, that's what I was doing, since y'all made me sing it so many times. I was trying to get y'all back real quick.
Rusty's on to you.
All righty. Well, fellas, that was proud of y'all going down there for that funeral, and that shows what kind of family we have at Auburn. And It's a long drive, and I wish y'all could have helped our show just a little bit. But
pick a different topic.
Well, Auburn's about the only topic we got right now.
No, I mean, A-Day. I tell you what, we can talk. Do you want to talk about the Letterman Club?
Sure. I want each of y'all just to say. Talk about anything you want to one more time, and then we're signing off of this thing. So right. It can be anything about Auburn. Say what you want.
All right, hold on. Rusty, anything you want to talk about Auburn, just have at it. And just back, I need you to reimburse him for all these
minutes. Jim.
Yeah.
Randy said you're going to have to reimburse him for all the minutes you're wasting on his cell phone.
Tell him that's just about what our budget allows, so he might be in pretty good shape.
He said the check's in the mail.
Yeah. As long as we owe you, you'll never go broke.
That's right. That's right. What's happening? I did talk to a couple of folks that went down to the Toomer's Corner for the oak trees rest rolling.
Evidently, it wasn't your wife.
Well, you know, I thought she was in there, but I'm like you. I'm gonna have to find out where she was.
Well, what did they say about it?
They said it was a huge crowd, but it was a very organized crowd, and nobody was pushing and shoving, but everybody got a chance to do the last roll and get out of there. But it was a huge crowd; it really was.
Well, I've said this on other shows. My wife's maiden name's Live Oak. I think if I ever get mad at her, I'm going to tell that fella who pours in them trees who doesn't like live oaks. But
just like we've been burning them things all the time.
Hey, do y'all remember this? This is one story we'll tell, and somebody had to. Do y'all remember when them straight-line winds blew through? And we were sitting at the dorm, and all those trees broke and fell on the baseball field. Were any of y'all there then, or was that after y'all left?
That was right after we left. But I did happen to see it.
That was
it. Knocked all those big old pines down.
We were all sitting outside our dorm, and, of course, those trees had been there forever, and it just... One would fall, then the other would fall. It was incredible, just from a straight line wind, and we were, of course, out there cheering, even though we should have been inside, I guess.
There's enough lumber in those trees to build several houses.
Well, guys, anybody else want to say anything before we sign off? And I am glad I got to talk to all y'all. I wish I was with you, but Ms. Dean has my seat. She won't even talk to me.
She's not, and we're embarrassing her, I think.
Okay. Well, guys, y'all have a safe trip, and we'll talk at you soon, okay? And War Eagle.
War Eagle, Jim. Thank you, man.
Yes, take sir. Care. Bye-bye.
Jim, I'm not I'm
not completely sure what we're going to call this show.
I guess four men and a woman in a truck.
Our 8-day extravaganza review has kind of turned into a kind of 8-day show.
I think they had a designated driver, and they just weren't ready to share everything with us. Those were every one of them was a very, very good football player. And of course, we'd had Rusty on before, and Kenny and I played semi-pro ball together and coached some semi-pro together. And Rusty was set to have a great senior year, and he had a great junior year, and he pulled his hamstring real bad. But he had a really good career at Auburn. And then, of course, Randy Walls was quarterback of the Masons. And we've already had Rusty Dean on, but those are four dear friends and four great Auburn people.
Well, Jim, we're completely out of time for this week's podcast. Who do you have for us next week?
Well, I'll tell you what. A buddy of mine, Terry Henley's going to be on next week for us, and or at least in the coming weeks, but I would expect it'll be our next program. We'll have Terry Henley, and I guarantee you that'll have some excitement to it. Okay?
Well, if anyone has painfully stayed with us for this particular show and is still with us, check out our other shows on bigbrainsmedia.com. And, Jim, look forward to talking with you next time.
All righty. Thank you, man.
War Eagle.
War Eagle. Bye-bye.